boundary lands. And specially from every shire's end of England, they to Canterbury wend, the holy blessed martyr there to seek, who helped them when they lay so ill and weal, befell that, in that season, on a day, in Southwark at the Tabard, as I lay ready to start upon my pilgrimage to Canterbury, full of devout homage, there came at nightfall to that hostelry some 29, in a company of sundry persons who had chanced to fall in fellowship, and pilgrims were they all that toward Canterbury town would ride. The rooms and stables spacious were and wide, and well we there were eased and of the best. And briefly, when the sun had gone to rest, so had I spoken with them every one, that I was of their fellowship anon, and made agreement that we'd early rise to take the road, as you I will apprise. But nonetheless, while I have time and space, before yet farther in this tale I'll pace, it seems to me accordant with reason to inform you of the state of every one of all these, as it appeared to me, and who they were, and what was their degree, and even how arrayed there at the inn, and with a knight thus will I first begin. A knight there was, and he a worthy man, who from the moment that he first began to ride about the world loved chivalry, truth, honour, freedom, and all courtesy. Full worthy was he in his liege lord's war, and therein had he ridden none more far, as well in Christendom as heathenesse, and honoured everywhere for worthiness. At Alexandria he, when it was won, full oft the table's roster he'd begun, above all nations knights in Prussia, in Latvia raided he, and Russia, no christened man so oft of his degree. In far Granada at the siege was he of Algeciras, and in Belle Marie, at Ayas was he, and at Satali when they were won, and on the middle sea at many a noble meeting chanced to be. Of mortal battles he had fought 15, and he'd fought for our faith at Tramazine 3 times in lists, and each time slain his foe. This selfsame worthy knight had been also at one time with the Lord of Palaty against another heathen in Turkey, and always won he sovereign fame for prize. Though so illustrious, he was very wise, and bore himself as meekly as a maid. He never yet had any vileness said in all his life to whatsoever wight. He was a truly perfect gentle knight. But now, to tell you all of his array, his steeds were good, but yet he was not gay. Of simple fustian wore he a jupon sadly discoloured by his habergeon, for he had lately come from his voyage, and now was going on this pilgrimage. With him there was his son, a youthful squire, a lover, and a lusty bachelor, with locks well curled, as if they'd laid in press. Some 20 years of age he was, I guess. In stature he was an average length, wondrously active eye, and great of strength. He'd ridden sometime with the cavalry in Flanders, in Artois and Picardy, and borne him well within that little space in hope to win thereby his lady's grace. Prinked out he was, as if he were a mead, all full of fresh-cut flowers, white and red. Singing he was, or fluting, all the day. He was as fresh as is the month of May. Short was his gown, with sleeves both long and wide. Well could he sit on horse and fairly ride. He could make songs and words thereto indite, joust and dance too, as well as sketch and write. So hot he loved that, while night told her tale, he slept no more than does a nightingale. Courteous he, and humble, willing and able, and carved before his father at the table. A yeoman had he, nor more servants, no, at that time, for he chose to travel so. And he was clad in coat and hood of green. A sheaf of peacock arrows bright and keen under his belt he wore, right carefully. Well could he keep his tackle yeomanly. His arrows had no draggled feathers low. And in his hand he bore a mighty bow. A cropped head had he, and a sun-brown face of woodcraft knew he all the useful ways. Upon his arm he bore a bracer gay, and at one side a sword and buckler, yea, and at the other side a dagger bright, well sheathed and sharp as spear-point in the light. On breast a Christopher of silver sheen. He wore a horn in baldric, all of green. A forester he truly was, I